This is the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Rita Frazier. We've been fortunate with the Livestock Report to be able to tour some of the finest farms in Illinois and talk to producers who have made a difference, like Trevor Tolan. Trevor is a cattleman, a past president of the Illinois Beef Association, and on his farm in Macomb, he described some of the basics of a successful rotational grazing program.
In rotational grazing, you've got to have three things. You got your forage, which you should have already in a good pasture. You got water, you need water, and fencing. And a lot of guys, when they see watering systems or fencing, they say, oh gosh, we can't do that. We don't have enough money, or we don't have enough time. They think they can't do it when you can't do it in 1 year to a big pasture system, but you just work on it. And pretty soon, as quick as you get into rotational grazing, you figure out, man, this makes a lot of difference for me. Start seeing the better production. You start seeing your forages really flourish. You see your cattle have the best meal possible every single day. I think, you know, that's our overall goal here, is to make sure that these heifers have the best meal that we can provide every single day, and that you can do that in rotational grazing. We never worry about pounds. Pounds aren't an issue. Generally speaking, I would say these heifers put on 100 of their 300 pounds that they'd get total here in 9 months. They'd put on 100 of those pounds in the last 50 days on stockpile fescue. That's how much I think of stockpile fescue. Tremendous blossom that they will go through and gain that they'll make, and they'll just coming out of there looking terrific. And right now, we're probably less than 200 for almost 6 months, around a pound a day, I suppose. We're developing a cow, and research shows that if it's close to that 1 pound a day, it's a lot better than 2 pounds. If it's spread out over the year, we're worried about development, not about pounds, about weight. These heifers are going to become cows. For them to be in an environment where they're fed to gain a lot or they're spoiled, they may not do so well when they're in their environment for the rest of their life on something pretty plain like grass.
Very tired, but your classroom just got bigger, basically.
Well, I will be 75 in January, Rita, but I'm just going to keep doing this, so.
One more thing, because I didn't have the tape on you when you were talking about your parents buying the place in 51 and you taking over from your dad. That good stewardship, that was something he taught you. That's something that's always been observed here on the ground?
Yeah, very definitely. Down here in front of us is a big terrace that my dad built in 61 when I was junior in high school, and that terrace goes completely across the farm, keeps all this water that flows down off the hillside and the neighbor here from going onto that cropland, which is our best cropland below that, about 45 acres there. It flows that clear down to the boundary, our west boundary, and then on down to the river. It's also a very good filter strip as well. It works in a number of ways, but it's worked tremendously. And then below that, that 45 acres is tiled, will dry out, even though it looks like it'd be really wet and low. It'll dry out as fast as my neighbors up here, way up here on the corner, high ground. He also built this terrace field here, and one of the first things he did in 54, 55, and we just rehabbed that 2 years ago.
Illinois cattleman Trevor Toland, Macomb. This is the RFD Livestock Report.